Welcome to episode 291 of Sprekkas a Geek. I'm Bat.
I'm Hammer.
And this is our Week in Geek. This week we go swimming in the deep.
I love you.
Wow. We also talk about some trailers that we saw this week. We've got half of our free shit good shit because, yes, you know, Sony likes
doesn't like to play.
Yeah, like to hold their shit for as long as humanly possible.
Mm-hmm. And then it comes out in like one log and you're like, I didn't enjoy that as much as I thought I did. So you hold your shit in and then...
You ever had your shit pushed in?
Oh,
you ever had your shit pushed in? What a question.
Is that the pod question?
No.
Thank God.
All right. This is
our Christmas podcast. Yeah. There you go.
So before we...
Mr. Hanky says hi.
Before we get going, we do want to say happy holidays. You will hear this on Christmas Eve.
We'll hear this. Jesus Christ. There you go. Exactly. It's appropriate.
So, you'll hear this on Christmas Eve. So, if you celebrate Christmas or Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or Solstice,
whatever,
enjoy happy holidays, man. Whatever you celebrate. Hopefully, your family isn't the worst.
Cunts. Yeah.
Yeah. Bad families.
Bad families are worse. And if that's the case, just remember family doesn't have to be blood.
Dude, I hate that, like, you can't. It's almost frowned upon to exit any sort of toxic relationship that's your family member.
No.
And it's no. If your family's trash, fucking get rid of them.
Throw out the trash.
Just because you share DNA does not mean a damn thing.
As long as you spend it with people that you care about and people that you have fun with and all that jazz, have a great one.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and get to Aquaman. So
we didn't see this one together, so I couldn't judge by your reactions or anything at all.
No, I wanted to ask a question, but...
What's that?
I don't know if it's spoiler...
I mean, I can always edit it out.
But how? Mera is the only Atlantean that can breathe on air or on land.
No.
Why is that?
No, they say a note that only Highborn can breathe.
Did they?
Yeah, they did mention
that. I peed 87 times.
Dude, I only peed once right in the beginning. Dude. And I had so much beer. So much beer. And I only peed once. You'd be proud.
I missed the entire jump out of the plane.
Oh, see, I only missed the beginning part where it's him and Orko training him. I saw the beginning, where they fight. I'm going to cut this out. That's why I'm just going anyways.
You don't have to cut it out. I mean, him and... That's not really a spoiler because it's in the trailer.
Maybe it's not. Okay, cool.
And so is him jumping on the plane. So.
But yeah, they mentioned it, that it's the Highborn are the only one who can actually breathe both air and water, which is why...
I was probably in the back because I was like, wait a minute. She can breathe... Wait, what?
It is a tossaway line right in the beginning.
Awesome.
So that's I think right away in the beginning or later on, I think Mera says it. But she's the only one who can do the water manipulation thing. That's supposed to be kind of her quirk. That's kind of her power.
Well, just like Aquaman can talk to animals. And
yes.
He seems to be the only one.
He's a Slytherin.
Yeah, good call.
Yeah, right?
He's a water Slytherin.
He wears green, so.
He is a water Slytherin.
Yeah.
All right, so it's another origin story we get. Aquaman, who, as we saw in the trailers, his half-brother King Orm is going to declare war on the land dwellers because they are polluting the seas.
Yep. I did I like that there's a subtle, not so subtle, hey, stop polluting the ocean, nod right in the beginning. The first attack! They put all the trash back on you, buddy. Oh.
Yeah, and it was disgusting.
Yeah.
I was like,
oh. Ugh, gross. Super gross.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah, but we're not gonna
speaking of trash.
We're not gonna get too far into any sort of political issues of us destroying our planet.
That's
depressing. Yeah. It's the holidays.
Exactly. Think about it later. Just so now.
Aquaman is basically being summoned to take over the throne. He's the rightful heir.
Mm-hmm.
King Orm wants to destroy people. Yada, yada. The typical story of man of power doesn't want the power that he has, essentially. He just wants to exist and drink beer.
Which I'm hey, dude, man, more power to you.
There's a scene at the very beginning of the movie where there's people taking pictures of Aquaman, drinking in a bar. And I imagine that's what... Jason Momoa would be like drinking at a bar.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like they weren't even on set. They were just hanging out in a bar. People taking a bunch of pictures like, yeah, let's put in the movie.
And you're like, well, this is appropriate. This is what we want to go with Momoa Man. I like it.
Yeah. The movie is actually really pretty and bright for the most part. There are some dark scenes, but it's one of the things that's going to happen when you have a movie that takes place underwater.
Yeah.
But for the most part, it is a really bright movie. There are some really cool action scenes. There are some confusing scenes as well. This is nowhere near as bad as BVS, nowhere near as bad as Justice League or Suicide Squad. It's
different.
It's below Wonder Woman and Man of Steel.
So, but it does have its Wonder Woman moments.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, my thought is people forget about Wonder Woman that it goes off the rails in the third act.
Dude, which the third act does. Is fucking ridiculous.
Like, I forgot about the third act until I watched it again recently. I'm like, oh my God.
It's...
Literally. Because he's my God of War.
The third act is really bad.
But I'm like, again...
But it's saved because the movie has built up to where you get to the third act and you're like, okay.
Cool. But, like, it's definitely a different take for Marvel. For DC, though, but, like, they're having fun more with it. Well,
get rid of Zack Snyder. Like, they... I don't know why they decided to give the reins to Zack Snyder. I don't know what he pitched. Because he's not made any good movies. Even if you liked 300, it's a visual feast. It's not a good movie.
Yeah.
Sucker Punch, a visual feast, not a good movie.
That was a terrible movie. That's not even a good... Not a good movie. That's a terrible
movie. Like, Zack Snyder has made nothing but junk.
I like...
Man of Steel was... But oddly enough, Man of Steel was good.
I like... Well, it's funny. Yeah, like, I like Man of Steel more now than I did when I first saw it.
Yeah.
But this is different. This is a different... It's showing a different trend for DC, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm hoping they continue it because, I mean, the next one you have is Shazam, so...
Yes.
I don't see that going as dark and gritty.
I still wonder what the DCEU is gonna do.
I don't know.
Can you get rid of Superman and Batman so soon into your franchise?
I'm thinking it's gonna have to be.
But either they do reboot because
it's gonna be two things. They either just do a 007 thing, where they recast it and they just keep going, which they have done with Batman in the past, to middling success, but they very well could just do the same idea of, like, keep it going and then just constantly just swapping people out.
Yeah, but...
Or they have, like, they've talked about Flashpoint and that, or the Flash movie, and that it's essentially going to be kind of a reboot thing. And if that's the case, that'll be a perfect jumping point for
them to jump off. Isn't that fucking horrible, though?
Yeah.
That you have written in your reboot.
But if that's what they got to do, then that's what they're going to do. Because, you know, I mean, at the same time, it's like you have the same questions, I guess, for Marvel. Is like, what are you going to do after Avengers?
But, like, I mean, I don't think so. Because they have Doctor Strange 2. They have Spider-Man 2.
They have other people. But I'm like, are they going to still try to do the big overarching stories or not?
I think so.
I'm curious.
I mean, well, I don't know, because who would they battle?
Yeah, I'm like they have Galactus. They have the Skrull. So they have people. I mean,
do they have Galactus yet?
Well, so I'm just...
Because I know they're still trying.
They're going to get Galactus. They have Galactus. They have Fantastic Four now.
Do they, though?
Yeah.
That deal hasn't been finalized still.
Yeah, because they're going to buy out on Fox, too.
So...
I mean, they're doing the Skrull, so...
Yeah, but, I mean, they have Spider-Man-ish, but...
Yeah.
Then Sony releases a better Spider-Man movie.
God damn, that movie is amazing. I really want to go watch it. But back to Aquaman.
Back to Aquaman.
It's fun.
Yeah.
It's not great. Don't expect...
No.
Like, and definitely don't expect serious.
I think that if you like the Fast and Furious movies, you'll really like this movie.
I disagree, actually. I feel like there's more story in this.
Oh, sure, totally.
But I mean, like, as in, like, because Fast and the Furious has a lot of action scenes, and this does, but there's a shit ton of story, and there's a shit ton of building that I think it's literally more of, like, it'd be, like, going really fast and then braking really hard, and then going really fast and then braking really hard, and then going really fast while trying to read an encyclopedia. So there's parts where it gets a little funky, and I don't, like, the balancing act is a part where I feel like this movie doesn't do the best. But there's a lot there. And I will say, if you're an Aquaman fan, there is so much fucking fan service.
There's a lot.
Like, so much. Like, shit that you're like, they're
never going to do rides this. In on the seahorse.
Yeah. Like, there are people like, don't, like, that's that joke that one of my friends posts is like, Aquaman's never going to look this cool. Oh. Like, there's shit that you never would have thought they would actually do. And they did. They did a lot of it. And
you know what? I don't really care about Aquaman, so I never quite paid attention to him. So, Arthur Curry, blah, blah, blah. No big deal. But then when she was like, take your throne, King Arthur, and I was like, Oh, you just got it? Yeah, I totally was like, just put it together, and I don't know why.
Oh, it took me like, this is like 2-3 years ago, I got the King Arthur reference. No, it was maybe 4 or 5 years ago, but like, Whitney had to point it out to me because I had an action figure and I'm like, he's dressed up like all the old Arthurian legend. Holy shit. And she's like, you're fucking kidding me.
Yeah, I totally did. But like,
they actually talk about it in the beginning of the movie too. Maybe during one of your pee sessions. Cause she's like,
cause she's she's telling the story with the teddy bear
of King Arthur. Yeah. And she's like, we should name him Arthur. Yeah.
Well, no, he already had a name. No. She's telling Arthur the story as a child with the teddy bear and the trident.
Yeah, but she also tells him about King... Like, when she's talking to her...
They named him Arthur after the hurricane.
And after King Arthur, too.
I mean, probably.
But both, yeah. Hey, there you go again. Oh, God.
Every time on board, man.
Every time we're recording, the Gotham trailer comes up.
Back on board, and I don't want to be.
But yes. I mean. So...
we both say go see it. Yeah. You're not gonna see Citizen Kane.
Thank God.
But you're not gonna see BVS either. Yes. And that's the important part.
That is the important part. Go see it. Take a dive.
Yeah, go have fun with it. It's just a fun movie. We'll come back a little bit later with our spoiler-filled review. But now we're gonna get to our sure review, which was, what did we watch?
Christmas Chronicles.
Which is brought to us by Mando.
Yeah, I think so.
Yep. Christmas Chronicles is a movie on Netflix, stars Kurt Russell as Santa Claus, and basically his sleigh and his reindeer are lost to him because some kids
decide to sneak
damn dirty ape kids, decide to try to record Santa Claus one night, and they cause an accident. They sneak aboard his sleigh. Hilarity ensues. Mm-hmm. It's just a kid's movie. So it's one thing you have to watch, that it's a family kid's movie. Kind of like watching Adventures of Babysitting.
I was thinking more like Santa Claus and with Tim Allen. That's what this one remind me a lot of.
Not as much. Okay. I mean, I can see it, but
is it because you don't like it, or your thing? Like,
no, I enjoyed it. I was like, well, this is cheesy, but whatever. It's a kids' movie, so okay. It's one of the things that I have to realize is that it's not aimed for adults. It's aimed for kids. Yeah. And Santa is real, and end of story type of thing. Mm-hmm. Where like, you know, yeah. just in case.
But Merry Christmas, motherfuckers.
It was just a little fun movie. It's not great by any means, but if you want to watch something during the holidays, it's a fun holiday movie to watch. Yeah. It's not kind of what we're talking about. Yeah, it's not going to top like Bad Santa or Die Hard or any of those Christmas movies for me.
So,
speaking of which, we watched Bad Santa.
Did you?
Yeah, of course.
So, Die Hard playing again? Is it on Christmas Day?
Christmas Day.
I think I might be in for that.
I have to double check, but yeah. And then,
mainly because I have not watched Die Hard yet this year.
The following Tuesday is The Matrix, and fuck yes. Dude. Or, no, two Tuesdays
after. I would say that'd be
I haven't seen that in the theater since it came out. Out in the theater? Yeah. Anyway, I thought Kurt Russell was fine. Oddly enough, when they were hiding Mrs. Claus at the end, like, I had a feeling it was Goldie Hawn, and then it was Goldie Hawn, and I was like, all right. And Sarah's like, I don't get him like you wouldn't.
It's, like, literally just a pullback from most of Kurt Russell movies.
Yeah, basically.
I like Kurt Russell as Santa, actually. I had a lot of fun. This one I actually kind of enjoyed a lot more than I thought I was going to. Yeah. It reminded me of like one of my favorite like holiday movies. Like I love the Santa Claus with Tim Curry or Tim Allen. Sorry.
Oh yeah.
Tim Curry would be an amazing Santa Claus. He'd be so fucking awesome. Not now. Now would be a very, very sad Santa. No, don't even dare. That makes me sad. But I really like this one. It actually really surprised me. And it was, I kind of want his suit. Like the Santa Claus suit was pretty awesome.
It didn't look like a regular Santa suit.
Yeah. Then I just liked...
Even though it did.
Which it did.
Yeah.
Yeah, it did, but it had like more... I don't know. It had a cool touch to it.
It had its own flair to it, and it had its own unique appeal.
I really liked him trying to like enlist help by like calling people out and realizing how people are like going, nah.
Dude.
And I was like...
We're watching it, and he hands the dude the Mickey Mantle rookie card.
Yeah, and then the rips it up.
And like... Sarah and I are watching it, and she doesn't really know sport.
I don't.
And the wife, she's like, like, she audibly gasped, and I was like, wow.
I like when the lady rips up, and you're like,
I would have murdered her. Like, that's not, oh.
That was so fucking funny. But I enjoyed this one. This was something that, and also, I'm a sap for anything, like, when you're posting the thing in the, in the broad page about, like, what movie makes you cry kind of thing. Like, mine is unabashed, like, oh, it's Big Fish. Because anything that talks about a dad dying thing, literally just, I'm done. I'm tapped out. I'm like, I'm going to cry. I know this. So, like, any of those kind of gets me kind of things. But I did enjoy them. The random musical interlude, I could have done without. But again, it's not a movie made for me. It's
but
made
it was, for something else. It was just fun of them in a prison cell or whatever. Yeah, it was another one of those just dumb fun little kid movies. It is a kid movie.
But it was nice to see something new.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I watch the same holiday movies every year kind of thing. So it was nice to see something new. And,
it wasn't a Hallmark movie of finding love on Christmas.
Yeah, thank God. I get bored of those. One of my friends is doing a thing where she's watching a Hallmark movie like every other day or something. And I'm like, why would you do that to yourself? She's like, it's just so fucking hilarious.
It's the same movie, though.
I know. That's what she says. And she's like, someone, like, they must batch produce these things, saying, like, you, and you. We're going to do 6 movies.
Well, I know, like, every year Lacey Chabert has a new one.
Does she really?
Yeah.
Yeah, because she's super Christian, right?
Super Christian. I know. And I wanted to just destroy.
Anyway, say so Chris me.
I'm sorry. She can chew on this Yule log. So anyway, we both say watch.
We're full of the spirit, aren't we?
The Christmas Chronicles on Netflix. It was fun.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Hooray. So for this week's streaming movie, we have a suggestion.
Out of left field.
We have a suggestion from Christy, who I think...
She heard
that we didn't want to watch it. She's like, fuck you guys.
This is our lump of coal.
Yeah. So for this week, we're going to watch Mowgli on Netflix, which is, you know, Mowgli, the Jungle Book, but it's the Netflix version.
Yeah, you know, all those fun Jungle Books, you know, all 15 billion that we've seen.
Yeah.
All right.
So anyway, yeah, if you want to watch Mowgli on Netflix, you can... Join us with that. As always, if you have anything you want us to watch on Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime, or HBO Go, let us know at battenhammer@gmail.com. Battenhammer on Twitter, Spriggins and Geek on Facebook. You can reach me, I'm at Taro Skippy.
I'm at Crown Kalis. And again, make sure to like us, love us, and share us. It's our, you know, Christmas treat. On SoundCloud, iTunes, and Spotify. Not Spotify. And Stitcher, sorry. I really don't listen to Stitchers anymore because it keeps on fucking up every time. I need to get us on Spotify, actually. Need to update that part. Anyways, yeah. Pass that stuff along. There is a few news stuff. There's a lot of
trailers. More trailer stuff to talk about.
Which is weird, because I'm like, I'm not used to a lot of trailers coming out on Christmas, but no. Maybe I always forget it.
I don't know how new the trailer is. All I know is I saw it on Aquaman, but there was a trailer for Glass.
I la-la-la'd it so hard.
Did you...
Did you watch it?
I did.
I didn't. I just went blah, 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 blah the entire time. God. And again, the muggles next to me were like, what the fuck is this guy doing? And I'm like, don't want to watch. Don't want to watch.
Dude, I am so fucking excited for that movie. It looks so good. But that's not one of the trailers we're going to talk about. That was just the trailer that was on Aquaman. One of the trailers we're going to talk about that I'm not excited for, Men in Black International. Why?
Because they're international.
I still haven't seen Men in Black 3 because I was like, nah.
What did we watch? The one with the Brolin one. Didn't we watch that one? Was that 3 or was that?
I didn't watch it. You might have. That was 3.
No, we watched it. It was one of our.
I have not watched
it. I swear to God, I thought it was one of our I have not movies
watched that we it. Did. No. No. I have not watched it, yeah.
3 was the Brolin one, right? Yes. I swear to God, I mean, I'm going to go and comb through and make their, like, go that whole point, and then I'm going to be proven wrong.
Yeah, you can keep swearing, but I've never seen it, so
I do.
I don't know what to tell you, buddy.
I actually liked the 3. 3 wasn't bad.
This trailer does not look fun. It doesn't look good. It doesn't look interesting. It's like, hey, you know the Men in Black name, so go see it anyway.
The best way to put it is... Thor and Valkyrie. It's two people you've seen in a movie that you had fun with. It's a property you're aware of, and it's produced by the Fast and the Furious people.
Yeah.
That's the movie. I mean, like, it could be fun. My thought is this. My way now,
going at it... I mean, it's a comedy, and it's hard... I mean, we've talked about it before. It's hard to cut trailers for comedies.
And that's my thought, is that going forward on most things, like, my thought is, like, when I see a movie, and I see the trailer, and the trailer's not funny or bad, I'm like, you know what? Maybe they didn't show me any of the good moments. It's like what I like to imagine, because there's not a lot here. You have... Again, Thor and Valkyrie, and you have a little nod to Thor. You have Liam Neeson, who has a specific or set of skills.
Skills to teach them how to
fight be aliens. Black and
men in.
Yeah, except that she should be WMIB, because there's women in black.
Women in black.
Women in black.
PIB, people in black. Here come the
PIB! I mean, Galaxy it could Defenders. Be as terrible as we expect most of the Transformers movies to be, but I don't have as much of a love for the series to go see it again. Like, I'll watch it when it comes on streaming.
I mean, I
guess. As of right now, I don't know if I'll watch it even when it comes out on theaters, unless there's nothing else going on.
Absolutely no interest. Another one that I'm not interested in, but we'll see, is Hellboy.
I knew they were remaking it.
Yep.
And I'm forever sad that it's not Ron Perlman and Del Toro, because I loved, like, one is good. I love two.
I still haven't seen them.
Really?
Yeah.
They're not, how about this? You know what, I love something.
Sure.
It's something usually you do not.
Sure.
So with that being said, they're fun. They're dumb. I love the second one, and I was super excited for a third one, just for them to finish off their story. Then they rebooted it. Del Toro's not in it,
right.
But the creator of the actual comic is. And then it's the dude, instead of Perlman, it's the dude Harvard. From, yeah, and he's from Stranger Things.
Yes.
It looks fine. It looks the cheesy stuff. Like, the movie's not meant to be serious. I saw a lot of comments about it being, like, Deadpool-esque. I'm like, well, the comics aren't, like, all super dark and broody.
Right.
They're a bit cheesy. I don't know. I mean, he looks good at the part. The movie looks flashy and weird. I'll give it a shot. That one I will see in theaters, just because I actually kind of enjoy the... I enjoy the character. I just don't know if I'll enjoy this version of it.
Yeah, I'm not sold on the trailer. And, you know, I just... I haven't seen the other two Hellboys. So yeah. I'm just kind of like, well, I feel I should see those first for some reason. Because I really like Del Toro. And... Like, I just, nothing here made me be like, oh, I need to see this. I was like, all right, whatever. Same with another trailer, X-Men Dark Phoenix. We had a new Dark Phoenix trailer.
Because we were joking about it.
I can't believe they've been able to keep the people together, though.
Yeah, well, the fact that, like, I mean, it already got completed. It was completed before any of that stuff.
But, like, the fact that McAvoy is doing his fourth X-Men movie, and the fact that...
Oh my God, Fassbender is the fourth, yeah.
Yeah, like, they've kept them together, and...
Must have been a really good contract.
Maybe? Who knows?
Maybe they have fun with it,
maybe too. Maybe they just really like... Yeah, I mean, they could just really like...
Which would be cool, because we don't care about that as much. But, I mean, it... If it's anything like
the last two.
Yeah. Because I still like First Class. Awesome. I need to watch First Class again. But like, if it's anything like the last two, it's going to have some good ideas. Yeah. It's going to feel rushed, and it's going to have broken promises, because it's going to play off of a thing that's well known, that's nostalgia wise, that drives us to go see it, and then it's going to fail to deliver.
Well, and the last time they tried to do Dark Phoenix in one movie,
they canceled the series.
No,
they canceled the series. That movie doesn't exist. that's the oh. last stand on it.
Okay. It, like, all right.
That movie was...
So again, you're trying to do Dark Phoenix with one movie. And, I mean, at least with that movie that got canceled, they were building it up. Like, you saw the build-up in United, where it was like, oh, okay, I know where you're going. And that was, I mean, really the first comic Easter egg of, like...
Hey, this is something...
The Muggles don't know what's happening, but the comic people are like...
I lost my shit at that.
Oh, I did too. I was like, oh my god, I know what they're gonna do!
And you're like, oh fuck! I mean, it was
marveling. And then she dies, and I was like, oh... Well, that was weird.
Yeah. Well, I mean, then you saw, then obviously saw the, like, the
But then fire. She didn't. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, like, it was Marveling before Marvel?
Yeah, oh, yeah, totally.
So,
I mean, it was a post-credit scene in the movie.
Yeah. I'm going to see it, because I've seen the other ones.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that I forgot that this is the fourth and not the third, because I forgot about Apocalypse.
Dude.
It was pretty bad.
Dude. Dude.
I mean, that's the same thing. Like, Days of Future Past, like, there's, like, half of that movie I like.
Yeah.
Like, half the movie's really damn good. Then the other half is, like, dragging it down like cement shoes.
Well, I mean, and then Apocalypse, you have Olivia Munn, which doesn't help anything ever.
And Oscar Isaacs, who I did not like him as... Yeah, that's besides the point, I guess.
Yeah, but I'm not interested in, or at least... I'm not hyped about Dark Phoenix.
Yeah.
But I'll end up going to it. I'm hoping they can deliver something. Oh, excuse me. I'm hoping they can deliver something.
Yeah.
But my expectations are extremely low on this movie.
Yes. Which maybe might serve it well.
Yeah, maybe. All right, so we're going to go ahead and get to...
Well, we have the two things with Aladdin. You didn't do the Aladdin and Doom Patrol.
That's right.
Doom Patrol is all you. It just looks fucking weird. My thought is that I didn't realize that the Teen Titans, like, animated, the live-action movie show, whatever it is, the one that everyone was all bitching and moaning about, just finished its first season.
I've heard it's pretty good, actually.
I actually have, too. That's the weird thing.
Which, it's like, yeah, so you fuckers were all like, rah, costumes! And you didn't even care about the...
ending. Packaging, it's literally book, but like, basing a book on its cover.
Yeah.
But they actually, midway through, like they've done on the WB stuff, they launched a new team that they're going to be doing, because, like... And the W shows, I always, like, highlight people and then basically give them their own shows. That's how you got Flash. That's how you got, like, the League of Legends of Tomorrow, all that stuff. So they're doing the same thing with Doom Patrol, which is a bunch of more weird misfit people that are going to be in a teen movie that... It's got Brendan Fraser in it, so I'm just like, what the fuck?
Why?
He's a voice. There you go.
So this is animated or no?
No, it's live action, but he's a voice for a robot dude. I'm just curious, like, I'm going to have to go and look up Teen Titans now, because of that?
Yeah,
because I've heard a lot of good stuff about it.
I mean, I have no access to it, and, like, I don't have time to watch another new thing.
No, come on, you got plenty of time.
So.
And then Aladdin. It's a live-action Aladdin? Will Smith is a genie, I'm like...
I really hope that he's not in the movie. Like, I hope what they're releasing is... He has a few scenes, but... 90% of him is CGI'd.
Well, they said that he's going to be blue for most of the movie, and that is his human form, like, when he's doing the, like, walking around talking, like, introducing
right. kind of thing. Right, and I do know that he is going to be, like, Genie.
Yes.
And we just literally talked about Book by its cover, but I'm not impressed with his look.
I'm not... My thought is this. I'm not impressed
with... But, again, these live-action Disney movies...
have not impressed me at all. Like, none of them so far have been something where I'm like, oh my god, I haven't imagined this. They're exactly, pretty much, almost
beat for beat. Yeah. You're like, okay. Like,
great, I didn't need to see this again. And when they go separate, like, you know, Beauty and the Beast having a separate song, you're like, well, this is a piece of shit. Oh, that Beast song was so bad. That movie was so bad.
I wasn't...
Dude, he's still filming. Good man.
I wasn't a big fan of the Beauty and the Beast, but people loved it because it was Beauty and the Beast. I was like, okay.
Whatever you like, buddy. Yeah, that's about it, though. I don't know, man. Aladdin, I really love Aladdin. That's the part.
Yeah.
It's that and Hercules are like some like... And I like Mulan, too. Like, a lot of those movies, I really like those.
I'm nervous for Mulan now. Yeah. Really nervous for Mulan.
I just... I don't see why, but apparently they're popular, so...
Oh, God, that's a flag. Yep, there they go.
Oh, God, a flag for hitting somebody. We're watching football.
I don't understand why... Like, I would feel that kids would be more into animated movies than live-action movies, but, like...
Maybe so the taste has changed?
Well, and what I think is they're not making them for kids. They're making them... Oh, that was brutal. They're making them for... the 30-somethings that have kids.
Yeah.
So they're double-dipping, essentially.
Yeah, which, I mean, it makes sense, because you're pulling on nostalgia and also hoping the nostalgia brings their kids with them.
Right.
And it's obviously been successful enough for them to do it, so...
It has been, and that's...
Has been.
You know, Disney's all about money. Yeah. Shocker.
Wrong movie again, still.
Speaking of Disney, we're 1 year away, less than a year now.
Oh, yeah.
From,
Star Wars Land.
No, from The Last Jedi reboot. Episode 9 is this time next year.
They haven't done shit. Normally they, like, preview it by now, don't they?
I think Celebration is in April this year. So that's when we'll get our first thing.
And that's coming out in December.
Yeah.
I thought they usually did it a year before on the Christmas style. Like, right around the time, they usually have, like, some kind of... preview or something.
I think they did, but I think they're also like,
I mean, I just
they want to make sure they get it right. And
I wonder if JJ ever comes in and he's just like, is this what it's like when I leave a series? And people are like, yeah, kind of. Like, you just leave a bunch of stuff, we're like, connect the dots.
And Rian Johnson in his fucking shitty ass movie. God. No.
That's my present for you.
We're like 6 months out from Star Wars Land. So it means I'm like 3 years away from going to
Star Wars Land. Yeah, see, that's my thought. Is like, I want to. I told Jackie we're going to go to Disney this year. And it's one of those, the two options are go after, because we were talking about it, going after when it opens, it'll be fucking nuts. Or doing like Dapper Day before it opens, which means it will still be nuts, but it won't be as crazy.
I would go before.
That's kind of what I'm thinking, because, too.
I mean, it opens in the summer. It's going to be packed during the summer. Mm-hmm. And then I think we'll go next February for Star Wars Land. And maybe we'll do, maybe we'll do another October or something like we did this year or something. As bad as I want to go to Star Wars Land, I feel that if I can't experience it, it'll sully the moment of Star Wars Land.
It's not going to be something where... There's not going to be, like, spoilers, because people are going to post everything about it. You're going to see all the stuff about it.
I mean, sure, there's going
to
be spoilers.
But it'll also be a chance for them to, like, you know, refine things.
Yeah. As bad as I want to be one of the first to experience it, like, I can wait. It's not a big deal.
No, I think it's worth it.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to go ahead and get to half of the free shit good shit for... the month of January, which...
Wah, bam!
2019.
I know.
Let that soak in. 2019. Yeah.
That means we're close to being 20 years from 2000. That's kind of ridiculous. Yeah, I know it's easy math.
We are...
But...
almost to retirement age. I mean, we're not that far.
No, I would say we're closer than we are further, I guess.
Yes. So for Xbox One, which is all we have right now, you're going to get a game that both of us are interested in at least trying.
It won Game of the Year stuff.
It had a lot of Game of the Year nominations, and it was on a lot of top 10 lists.
Yes.
For Xbox One, for the entire month of January, you get Celeste.
Mm-hmm.
You also get from January 16th to February 15th...
I know you hate that.
Dude. WRC6, which is a racing game.
Yeah.
Okay.
You
get Lara Croft and the Guardian Light from the 1st to the 15th of January, which is a gauntlet-style hack and slash. They're fine.
Yeah, they're fine.
They're not great, but they're fine to pass the time. And then, oddly enough, from the 16th to the 31st of January, you get Far Cry 2.
Which is the first one that they kind of started doing, like, the open world idea with
but
it.
What?
Yeah. Out of Africa, man.
I miss the rains down in Africa.
That's all right. I don't know the damn lyrics off the top of my head, so I'm like, fuck. Yeah, it's a weird poll, but I'm like, all right.
Yeah, it's really weird of just like, this is what we're doing.
I mean, okay. Good man Xbox, at least they give you games from old generations you can actually play in your current generation.
Oh, sick burn.
And then the reason I'm mentioning is like, man, Sony should have just said that they're going to quit doing the PS3 and the Vita ones a long time ago because they've been putting out nothing but crap for most of their stuff.
I've been playing the shit out of Papers, Please.
Have you really?
I have been playing
this. Oh, I totally forgot to download that.
You've got time.
Yeah.
You've
got, no, I mean, I did the purchase, but I haven't downloaded my Vita to play it.
I feel like God. And then I get angry when I miss somebody.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you have to look at their picture and where they're from and all these different things and match them up. And then you're just like, you click the button to let them in or not. And you're like, and you let them in and you wait because this printout appears of like, you missed this. You get a warning. And so, like, you let them in and you just wait. Like, I enjoy Papers, Please. It's not, I mean, it's, you know, it's not a great video game, but I enjoy.
There are some that are really good, but a lot of them for the middling part is, threes, I'm like, they could have let the threes go a long time ago.
Dude.
Like, because most of the stuff is on the three is not usually dual buy. On the Vita, most of the time it's dual purchase, which is fine. So I'm like, that at least extends it a bit. But I mean, like, if they don't offer the dual stuff, I'm like, you had to, like, ask yourself, how long are you really going to do this for? I don't know. I mean, like, I'm also really curious to see what they do after those are gone. Because
they have to do a VR.
That's my thought, is they have to do something because then they'll be directly, they're already being directly compared to Xbox, where they are, quote unquote, winning for the numbers game of how many games they give out. But Xbox will continue doing what they're doing now.
Right.
Like, just their stuff is four games you guys can actually play.
Yeah. Yeah. And I really, really wish I'd been able to buy that VR bundle. Fuck.
I can't blame you. I kind of wish you did too, because that would have been fun to...
Dude, I would have bought the shit out of that.
Mm-hmm.
But sadly.
Oh, no. Well.
All right. So we're going to go ahead and get to the pod question for this week. Was it me or you that brought the pod
question? It was you. I just changed it.
Oh, that's right. So... We wanted to know, who is your favorite Spider-Man?
Yep.
And let me see.
And it's like, I think it was one of those probably more general, because it didn't have to be just a Spider-Man. Like, as a Spider-Man, there could have been Spider-Woman. There's so many other spider people, but I don't know. I think all of our answers we got were pretty much the ones
that were expected. I mean, they were, yeah. So from TK, he went with the Armored Spider-Man. Which I think that's still Peter Parker, but it's the suit that...
I think so, too. Peter Parker, it's one where he, like, stole, like, Tony Stark's stuff, I think.
Yes.
Which I'm like, it's cool. It's kind of like the Spider suit in a way.
Mando went with the Scarlet Spider.
Knew it. Knew somebody had to pick Scarlet Spider.
Why?
Because everyone loves him. Everyone either loves him or fucking hates him.
Okay.
Because he was from the Clone Saga, I think it was. Yeah, it was the Clone Saga. And oh, dude. I used to think it was such a cool thing. I didn't realize how much vitriol there is for the Clone Saga. It is apparently one of the most hated arcs for Spider-Man.
I mean, whatever.
Yeah.
Spider-Man. What about you, buddy?
Mine's Superior Spider-Man. It's the one where, like, Peter Parker...
Doc Ock?
Yeah, Doc Ock basically puts his mind into Peter Parker's body to prove that he can be a better Spider-Person and a better Doc Ock. And it's just kind of fun seeing Spider-Man being like, I'm going to be super efficient. Oh, there's one person where he actually literally blinds Vulture. Like, he tries to bring Vulture. He's like, hey, come on, buddy. We're on the same people. Come on, like this. You know who I am. I'm Doc Ock. I'm just a new body. It's cool. And he does a bunch of other shit. He's like, all right, cool. And he blinds him because he doesn't go along with them. And he's like so fucking harsh.
Good Lord.
But so fun. And I love the awkwardness of seeing like Doc Ock and like essentially like, you know, a 20-something's body going like, what is this? So, yeah.
So that's who you went with?
Yeah.
I mean, I just went with Peter Parker just because I don't care about Spider-Man, really.
Yeah.
I've never been into the comics or into the, movies or cartoons either. I mean, the movies were fine. But, like, when it came to Spider-Man, I never really cared to do any sort of research or anything. I was just like, okay. So
I used to be that way. Like, I totally get it. I used to fucking hate Spider-Man.
I mean, I don't hate Spider-Man. I'm just indifferent to Spider-Man.
I used to hate him, honestly. So, like, I get the not really caring with it. But, yeah, there's so much out there for, like, just one character.
Yeah.
There's a huge universe. You know, a Spider-Verse, if you will. Something you can dive into.
A multiverse.
Multiverse.
Multifaceted.
Multi. Multipass.
Multiverse. All right. So for the pod question, it's your turn, buddy.
Yes. I want to know, what Disney cartoon movie do you absolutely not want to see a live action remake of?
Oh. Ho, ho, ho.
There are so many of them. We don't like them. Maybe some people do, but I want to know, no matter what, I'm sure there's one out there that you don't like and that you would be so sad if they actually made it.
What's the one that has Song of the South?
No, no, they should make that. It'd be great to see what happens. It'd be wonderful. It's not going to go badly at all.
Send your answers to bathammer@gmail.com.
Do you want to see Napalm?
That's Napalm on Twitter. Spring is a Geek on Facebook. You reach me. I'm at Taro Skippy.
I'm at Cren Kalis. You can like us, love us, and share us. We're on SoundCloud, we're on iTunes, and we're on Stitcher when it works.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and get to the spoiler-filled review of Aquaman. So if you don't want to hang around for that, ladies and gentlemen, happy holidays. You've been listening to episode 291 of Sprague and Say Geek. So for Sprague and Say Geek, I'm Bat.
I'm Hammer.
Embrace your geek.
Have a happy holidays.
All righty, so we're going to go ahead and get into our spoiler-filled review of Aquamomoa Man.
Aquamomoa Man.
Shocker, it's an origin story.
Wrong comic. Shocker, Spider-Man. Sorry.
It's an origin story. This time, it takes place after Justice League, the events of Justice League.
Yeah.
We know this because of a throwaway line of, you defeated Steppenwolf, you could lead your country or you lead your nation
You attack this giant CGI monstrosity, you can attack all of these CGI monstrosities.
And it's basically a man who's got powers and doesn't want the responsibility of said powers. Like, he just wants to live, drink, every once in a while save people in the ocean, but he doesn't want to lead an entire civilization. Amber Heard is like, hey, your brother wants to wage war, and he's like, fuck it, war. And then his dad almost dies, he's like, kill him, war. So then he tries to fight his brother defeats him. Trident, war. Woo! Trident, war, victory. Pretty good?
Yeah. I like how we kept this spoiler-free at the same time spoiler-filled. It's really good.
Yeah. This movie's not great, but it's fun. And that's okay sometimes. I'm like, it's kind of what you expect out of Transformers. There's a little bit more story here, a little bit better acting. Black Manta's costume is fucking... probably the most perfect costume that I've seen.
Fucking loved it.
Yeah. It's so good.
That was actually one of my... not, like, that and Ocean Master were, like, my two... I'm like, how are you going to do this? I'm like, you're going to do something funny. I'm like, I want to see it. Black Manta, I'm like, oh.
Yeah, they gave him a suit of armor from Atlantis. And they were like, here, do with it.
But
and
I liked how it turned.
Yeah. The wigs were bad. Amber Heard's wig was not great.
Yeah.
But she's so ungodly hot as a redhead. Nicole Kidman's was horrible.
Was that Nicole Kidman?
Yeah.
I honestly didn't know.
And then, Boba Fett / Jango Fett.
Oh, that's how I knew him.
As Aquaman's dad was cute.
Yeah, he was good.
There were a lot of fun set pieces, and something that you... got out of, like, National Treasure of, like...
okay.
Right, but, like, when they're in the Sahara and he's fighting Black Manta and she's running away from the randos.
Yeah. It's, like it was like, fun. It was the Indiana Jones school of, like, ongoing mayhem.
Kinda, yeah. Just like when we saw Mission Impossible, we were like, I don't know what happened, but I enjoyed it because it gave you 3 seconds to breathe and then it was another action scene.
Yeah.
And it did a lot of that. There was a lot of action scenes in this movie. And yes, there was story. I actually expected, I want to say Orko, but that's... is it Orko?
I think so. Like, you're talking about what's his name?
Willem Dafoe.
Yeah.
I was expecting him to...
triple, double cross, something.
Yeah, like, I was thinking that he was training Aquaman to get the Trident so that Ocean Master could take the Trident from him.
Okay.
I didn't think that he was actually a good guy the entire time, because it's Willem Dafoe type thing. Like, You never expect Willem Dafoe to be the good guy, and he was a good guy the entire time.
What is Willem Dafoe playing in this movie? He's Santa Claus. Okay, so how does Santa Claus kill everybody?
Right. The different factions of sea monsters, like the crustaceans or the brine.
Yeah.
The warmongers.
The trench.
The trench people and with the deep. It was really cool. I liked, and I did like how they had the, not Geonosians, but, well, I mean, they were Geonosians, and then they also had the, I can't think of the water planet people from Attack of the Clones. The mermaid ones? The intellectual ones.
Yeah.
Looked like the ones from Attack of the Clones.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about. I can't think of their names right now.
The ones that did create the clones, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But, like, the movie was just fun.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't love it, but it was fun, and it shows what can happen, what DC can do with Zack Snyder not ruining everything.
Yeah.
Because it was really bright, even though a lot of it was underwater, and I did like how, when they're talking underwater, like, it kind of echoed a little bit. It was fun, and that's kind of the best thing that I can say about the movie, was it was just fun, and while there are a lot of plot holes and inconsistencies, I guess you could say, it was still fun, and I do still recommend that people go and see it.
I mean, like what we were saying earlier, is it is a set piece movie. It's really fucking pretty. It is really shiny, and I compare it like kind of the same way I did with Black Panther. It's the same idea that I feel like, you know, they're kind of taking they're trying to take the same thing that Thor did, because Thor kind of did the same idea of like, hey, you're gonna have a foreign person, but you're gonna have like in a foreign world that you have to build an entire fucking movie with.
Yes.
Which Black Panther did, Thor did, and Aquaman did. And it's funny because you can see it, usually they have to do this whole timeline thing where they spend like 50-50. Like for Thor, it's almost like 80-20 or 70-30%, where 30% is in Asgard and 70% is in the real world.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Black Panther is more like maybe a 60-40, and then Aquaman is almost like hard, like 80-20%. Yeah. Like it's almost all in Atlanta. And I like it. I have one of my biggest complaints is that it is an origin movie, and it's doing a lot of origin. It's not just Aquaman's origin story. It's Atlanta's origin story. It's Ocean Master's. It's everybody's origin story, which I'm not, like, obviously that's the case with a lot of other right. things, but they're trying to not just introduce people, they're trying to build an entire lore. And this is the kind of movie that I feel like I would have liked to have seen as a sequel. Whereas I would have rather seen a movie where it just focused on Aquaman and his time building the world, literally building on Aquaman and building subtle hints of everything else, building Aquaman, building Orko, building his dad, building him, just kind of like doing that kind of stuff. And then have it be like, now you know who Aquaman is, you know who these main characters are, and you have an idea of what Atlantis is. Mm-hmm. And then you play this movie.
Okay.
Where you have Aquaman then going, saying like, hey, yeah, we understand you've been doing this whole thing since like Justice League. You've been building, you're like, the reluctant hero kind of idea, but you have some time with him to kind of build that relationship. And then you go into this second movie where it's all of a sudden like, dude, you now have to face like literally everything you've been avoiding for an entire fucking movie. Things that you've gotten little subtle hints of, and now you're actually going to get to see it. Because I really liked seeing all the different Atlantean factions, but I felt like it was a bit, for me, I was fine, but I also saw it, by the way, drunk. I saw it in 3D. I will tell you, avoid 3D, but I will say that the one thing I got out of seeing this 3D is I saw the 3D trailer for Avengers Endgame. I want to see that movie in 3D. Like, it looked fucking amazing. But nothing
happens in Endgame trailer.
No. It looks fucking amazing.
Huh. Okay.
But it like actually like seems like it's built that way. But like I'm sitting with a bunch of people, and a couple of things is that I heard a lot of sighs where people are just like, oh my God, more stuff. Because it kept on introducing stuff. And it's like, oh my God, it keeps unfolding. There's more shit, more shit, more shit. Oh, by the way, hey, here you go. More. And the people next to me were definitely muggles, and they sounded exhausted. Then that's my thing, is that I'm like, you're trying to do so much in such a little amount of time that I had fun.
Yeah.
But I think I was kept on hearing him going, and I'm like, yeah, it's all right, buddy. There's going to be more. Don't worry. But again, the set pieces are pretty. If you want to see an Aquaman story that is pretty fucking true to, especially the more recent, the Jeff Jones kind of stuff, like it's it's fucking pretty. Like, Aquaman is spot... Or Aquaman's spot on. Ocean Master spot on. I get a little pissy about the times when his eyebrows go and his metal faceplate goes. I'm like, that's not how that works.
Yeah, that did annoy the fuck out of me, too. I was like, wait.
That bugged the shit out of me. But he looks spot on. Mara looks great. Everything looks great. And, like, I was even excited about the Deep. I'm like, fucking A. I'm like, I remember the Deep when they introduced him in the comics. I'm like, yes! there's a lot of really, you know, there's a lot of really good moments to it. It is not a great movie, like you said, but it is fun. And it proves that it doesn't have to be dark and fucking gritty.
Right.
Like, again, stealing your words, it does prove that, hey, take Zack Snyder around, have the same flash and glam, and it looks pretty. It gives me excitement more for Shazam, because I'm like, hey, if they can do fun things.
Shazam looks fun.
And I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Have Shazam fun looks with stupid.
It. Oh, yeah.
But fun, and that's okay for Shazam.
And I'm like, because they don't need to be like, I shit bats. They don't need to be like fucking crazy ass goth. They can have fun with those things. And that's...
Especially when you're a child that has superpowers.
Yeah, like...
What Shazam is.
Yeah, and I'm like, my thought is like, looking at Aquaman is I think it'd be a great... I think kids would get a kick out of it because, like you're saying, you're mentioning the Clone Wars thing. I hate the Clone Wars
movies. Oh, it's so bad.
But I know so many kids that was their first Star Wars movie and they fucking love it. There's so much more love for it than I think than a lot, like for me wise. And I'm like, because of the way it's all portrayed, I feel like that this movie does really portray it. I think pulling the Clone Wars kind of thing actually works well for it. But again, I liked a lot of it. I loved Black Manta. I really, really loved how they did Black Manta. I don't like him out of his costume as much because he's so dark and broody kind of thing. He's pulling a Batman.
Yeah.
But when he's like
angry in his at suit, somebody for killing his dad
when
they're.
When he's like,
they just murder an entire submarine full of people.
And I'm like, chill the fuck out, dude.
Oh.
But I really loved him in the costume and running around and all the other stupid set. Like, there was just, there's a lot to have fun with.
Yes.
Just try not to go in expecting a serious movie.
No, but that's fine. I mean, you can have fun movies. And that's what it was just fun. So I say go see it.
Yeah, I say go see it. It's still a movie that you want to see in the theaters. Like, 100% go see it. Don't see it in 3D. Avoid it. I only saw it because it was the only showtime there, and I was like, well, I'm drunk, and it either costs me the same amount of an Uber to get there and get back in the morning to get my car, or I'll just go sit and sober up and watch a movie. And I sober up and watch Aquaman. And it was a glass half full scenario, you know, of water, because Aquaman.
You got this?
Hydrate, you bastards.
Aquaman did hydrate.
After credit sequence, not really much there. The point that you saw some article where it was saying,
explaining the Aquaman post-credit scene.
I'm like, what the fuck?
Black Manta's angry and wants to fight Aquaman. What?
What needs to be explained villain.
About that?
Great. Cool. I was kind of expecting a bit more, but all right.
Yeah, I was expecting when he was picked up from the sea, it to be the Dark Justice League, whatever.
Yeah,
that they had started with Deathstroke.
The League of Doom or something like that. Like, it would be something like that. That's what I was expecting, too. And I was like, great, cool.
Yeah, that's what you should have done. So, but, I mean, you probably don't want to have to pay those people to be post-credit scene.
Just have someone else come there. It's like, I have something from Lex Luthor.
Right. Or, you know, it says Luthor on the side of the boat or whatever.
Yeah, you could have done something. It's like when we had that.
You could have even still had the scientist working on his stuff. Just could have picked him up in a Luthor ship.
My thought is it could have been the same argument we had way back in the day with Iron Man 2 when there's, like, people coming up with FBI jackets. Like, swap those jackets, have them say S.H.I.E.L.D., and suddenly we're okay.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so we both say go see Aquaman. It's not great, but it's not the worst either. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to episode 291 of Sprague and Say Geek. So for Sprague and Say Geek, I'm Bat.
And I'm Hammer.
Embrace your geek.
Have a Merry Christmas.
He missed it again. Fucking white people.